Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garfinkel of Olami 613 Chicago with a live studio audience. That was not good enough. Let's do it again. With a live studio audience. Oh, that is much better. Oh my gosh. I'm supposed to motivate people here. All right. We'd like to big shout out to the live studio audience here. Had a beautiful Shabbos at Olami 613 with wonderful, wonderful young professionals and several alumni who came back. Oh my goodness. A married couple. And then another married couple with children. Oh, my goodness. So, big shout out to Cameron and Batya Erickson. Oh, my gosh. Cameron, we go way back years and years and years. Such nachas to see you and your beautiful family. Shomer Shabbos. Raising a beautiful family, faithful to our traditions as well. And the newlyweds, Moshe Nachman and Avigail Schumann. Wow. What a table brimming with nachas of young people who have been involved in our programs, who are married and raising beautiful, beautiful, wholesome, awesome Jewish families. So big shout out to them. And big shout out to all of our supporters who make that happen. All right, so here we go. That was great. Also, last week we had Rabbi Mordechai Becher, who is really one of the great explicators, one of the great explainers of Judaism today. He is from Australia originally. He was one of my rabbis way back when in Or Sameach, and he gave a fascinating, brilliant talk about AI and Judaism. It is on our YouTube page, and if I remember, I could even put the link in the description of this podcast. It is really quite remarkable. We had a wonderful crowd there, and everyone truly enjoyed it and was enriched by it. And it was wonderful to have my rabbi from, literally 3 decades ago when I got to Or Sameach to come and have him teach my students. It was, again, a week filled with nachas, with wonderful Jewish vibes. All right, folks. Well, there also were some exciting developments in anti-Semitism this past week. Very exciting when a Hamas-supporting political candidate wins a nomination from a major political party for the United States Senate. That's really exciting. That's comforting. And we're going to address that. But as you know, we only address politics as an expression of Jewish values. So let's get to some Jewish values from the Torah portion, which is called a clear vision. That's what we're calling our podcast today. And it starts with this last week's Torah portion, Parshas Re'eh, which is literally the command, the imperative form of see, see, look, see. And what does Hashem tell the Jewish people to see? Re'eh, look, see. Anochi nosein lifnechem hayom. I am placing in front of you today, bracha uklala, blessing and curse. Now, this is referring, Rashi says, to the blessings that the Jewish people and curses that Jewish people will say when they would enter the land of Israel, and they would divide the Jewish people up and on 2 mountains, Har Gerizim and Har Eval. Okay, and it's for another discussion at another time. But the commentators point out something very interesting. That it doesn't speak in the grammar about a one-time seeing. It says, see, anochi nosein lifnechem hayom. I am placing in front of you today, present tense. It doesn't say, re'e anochi nasati lifnechem hayom. I placed it in front of you. It's, I am placing in front of you. And the commentators explain that this means that this placing of bracha and klala of blessing and curse is not only subject to the times of when the Jewish people would enter the land of Israel and proclaim the blessings of those people who would follow the Torah and the curses of those who did not. But it's talking about for the rest of Jewish history that God places in front of us blessing and curse. And it's upon us, it's incumbent upon us to choose. And that choice exists 3,338 years ago up until this very day. And the Torah continues, Es HaBracha. What is this bracha? What is this bracha that you are going to have? Asher Tishmu El Mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. That you're going to listen to the mitzvos, the commandments of Hashem your God. Asher Anochi Mitzvei Eschem Hayom. That I'm commanding this day. The blessing, folks, is dialing in to the mitzvos. That's it. We see Jewish history. It's very clear. Those Jews who have dialed into the mitzvahs are still here as Jews. Those Jews who have not, we're not blaming anyone. We're just looking at stats, looking at historical trends. Those people keep the Torah, their children keep the Torah, and they are still around. Their descendants are still around keeping the Torah, living a life of blessing. The haklala and the curse, says the Torah, im lo sishmu, if you don't listen, al mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. If you don't listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, v'sartim in a derech, and you're going to stray from the path, Rashi says that means idol worship, asher anochi mitzavei eschem hayom, that I'm commanding you to stay, l'leches acharei Elohim acharim, there to go after false gods, asher lo yedatem, that you've never known. All right. So folks, the lineup is clear. It could not be clearer. Hashem said, I'm putting in front of you blessing, and I'm putting in front of you curse. And he defines what the blessing is. That's listening to Hashem, listening to these commandments, these connectors we've talked about before several times, that a mitzvah comes from the word tzav, tzadi vav, which means command, but really the root of it means to connect. And so when we talk about 613, Olami 613, 613 mitzvot, there are 613 opportunities to connect to Hashem. And Hashem says that the blessing of life is when you choose to connect to me. Because I am the source of life. I am the source of prosperity. I am the source of health and wealth and good vibes, of meaning, of purpose, of true ultimate meaning in this world and in the next. But the choice is yours, because I made a world that I can be hidden. And in fact, the name for the world, the word for world in Hebrew is Olam. Ayin, Vav, Lamed, Mem. The root Ayin, Lamed, Mem means Elam. Ne'elam is disappeared, to be hidden. And therefore, God made a world that we could make the mistake and call the beautiful, intricate, natural world that we live in Mother Nature and not realize that that means God. That we can miss the boat. We can not see the real picture. And that is exactly what the Almighty is commanding us in this week's Torah portion, to see, to look through all of the layers of confusion and see clearly. Look at me. Look at my commandments. Look at the life that you are going to live and to have, to be connected to the ultimate source of blessing, of meaning and purpose in life. That's what God wants from us. And the choice is ours. And so this is the challenge of every human being today. It's certainly the challenge of every Jew today. And it's certainly in particular the challenge of every American Jew today, to see clearly, to see through all of the slogans, the campaign slogans, the window dressings of various ideologies, and get to the core of the reality of what we are facing right now. And this is why I certainly am no political pundit, but I believe it is important religiously, spiritually, as someone who has dedicated his entire life to Jewish identity and Jewish identity of the next generation, to take a pause and to look at the American Jewish community and what they are seeing, or even better, what they are not seeing. Now, I think you remember several episodes ago, I did comment that 30% of New York Jews voted for Mamdani. If you're hearing background noise, that's the thunder that's happening in a Midwest thunderstorm right now. 30% of Jews voted for Mamdani in New York. And I'm not talking about the certain religious Hasidic group that voted for him after it was clear that he was going to win. And they made a very pragmatic deal. If you agree with that or not, not for discussion now. But 30% of New York Jews really thought that he was the one. He was the better candidate. He was the one. I'm with him. Someone who is vitriolic, someone who supported Hamas and his wife supported Hamas, someone who is virulently anti-Israel, wants to arrest the prime minister, someone who has done zero for security. He talks about it for New York Jews, the largest Jewish population in one city outside the land of Israel. And now this week, in the Democratic Senate race, you had a pro-Israel candidate, Haley Stevens, and you had, I forget his first name, whatever, Ahmed, I shouldn't misspell his name, El Sayed is his last name, okay? I don't even want to give him airtime. And he won. He won a major political party's nomination. And this guy makes Mamdani look good. This guy openly supports Hamas, openly is anti-Semitic, openly is calling for Sharia law, openly is calling for really, really awful stuff. And I was absolutely blown away by the reaction of many Jews this week to his victory. The Jews, and again, we can poke holes at both sides, but the Jews who believe in the Democratic Party more than they believe in Hashem, and I want to say this correctly, they don't have the correct vision. They don't have the clear vision that the Jewish people are more important than their political party. Every single Jew in Michigan with a conscience, with a clear vision, it's not enough not to vote for this El Sayed guy in the national election in November. It's not enough. That is not acceptable. That's like being Switzerland in World War II. When there is a Nazi up for election, you don't say, well, I've never voted for a Republican. It doesn't matter at that point. I don't care if you are a Democrat or Republican or independent. If you are Jewish in Michigan, you are obligated with clear vision to vote against an anti-Semite, period. And then people will rationalize and say, well, the overall evil of the Republicans justifies that we go for the majority in the Senate and the House. And folks, this is where Jews' assimilation has taken over. Because at that point, when someone is willing to rationalize supporting the equivalent of a Nazi, which they did in Maine before he dropped out, and they're willing to not vote for the opposite political party because they hate the other political party more than they love the Jewish people, that is when assimilation is beyond anything that is acceptable. And that's because of assimilation. It's because they are not connected to Torah. It's because they're not connected to mitzvahs. It's because they don't have a fiery sense that they are part of a Jewish people that carry God's name in this world, that that we represent the CEO of the universe, that it's an honor and a privilege. And that is our dominant identity, or should be our dominant identity. And this is the spiritual point that's at stake, is because someone who's dialed in and sees with clear vision that being part of the Jewish party, the Jewish people, is much more important than any political party, And that is our mandate, to try to teach and to educate and to inspire the next generation of Jews to love being Jewish so much. They have such a burning fire and passion and knowledge of how awesome it is to be Jewish, that it doesn't matter what political party a candidate is, they will have clear vision of who, of whom they need to vote for in whatever election. The election of itself is not the point. God is going to determine who is going to win. The point that I'm making is a spiritual point, that a Jew can come to a point to be so assimilated that he will vote for his oppressor. You know, there is a difficult point, and I guess if someone has listened to 17 and a half minutes of my podcast, that it won't get out to the public. But there's a difficult thing that I say. It's difficult to hear. So I'm going to say it. I think it's probably could be the first time I'm going to say it on a podcast. But I think it's really true. So fasten your seatbelts. There is a silver lining of what happened to the Jewish people in World War II. It was awful and terrible and tragic beyond what happened in the Holocaust. But there is something, there is a silver lining in what happened to us in World War II in comparison to what's happening to us right now as the American Jewish people in America. The silver lining of Auschwitz is that we knew we should cry. We knew it was sad. We knew that we were being destroyed. We knew that we were losing our brothers and our sisters. And we cried, and we still cry. But in America, we have so lost our way, we have so assimilated, that we vote for our oppressors. We celebrate, we dance at our own destruction in wedding after wedding after wedding. I can't tell you how many times my young professionals ask me, Rabbi, can I go to my fill-in-the-blank relative's wedding that's an intermarriage? And it's an extremely difficult question. And what the final answer according to halakha, according to Jewish law, depends on a lot of factors. But the fact that that's where we are, the fact that it's not even a question anymore, that it's totally okay, that is a symbol of how far we have come from having clear vision. So folks, this week, let us try as much as possible, through all the noise that is happening in our world today, to get back to basics, that being part of the Jewish people is the greatest privilege ever granted to any human being ever on planet Earth, and that we need to embrace it, and we need to learn more, and we need to do more, and we need to reach out to our brothers and sisters to share the greatest membership in the greatest club of human history, the Jewish people who are the PR agents of the CEO of the universe. That is our role. We represent God, and we carry his name. Let's strengthen ourselves in that mission, and let's reach out to others, that they too will lean in and embrace that greatest role possible on planet Earth, to be a proud and knowledgeable member of the Jewish people. God bless. Have an amazing week. And we look forward to seeing you again right back here next week for another exciting edition of Monday Motivation.